Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcome to Sir Jason Winters.
Is there any questions? I was asked to just briefly tell you my story. It'll only take about 3.5 hours. So, 25 years ago, I had a swelling on my neck, and I used to smoke 40 cigarettes a day, drink half a bottle of whiskey every day, go out partying all night long, having a wonderful time. Life was just fantastic. But then I got this swelling, and it started getting bigger and bigger, and I finally went to the doctors, and he said, "You've got to come in tomorrow and have a biopsy." So he cut me open from here to here. It's supposed to be half an hour, but it took 6.5 hours. And when I woke up, I had had pints of blood given to me and so on, and everyone was crying, and they said that you have terminal cancer. I had a tumor wrapped around my carotid artery and jugular vein, which was inoperable, and I had cancer of the tonsils, the tongue, the jawbone, and down inside my throat as well. And they said, we can try to give you chemotherapy and radiation, and they gave me 2 shots of chemotherapy, which almost killed me on the spot. And then they gave me 72 shots of cobalt radiation to this side of my face, which absolutely devastated me. I lost 100 pounds, lost all my hair, and I was shaking all the time. I couldn't make saliva. I could hardly eat. And then they called me in and said, "Well, that didn't work. You have the opportunity of us completely removing your jawbone, tongue, tonsils, and everything." And being an actor, I thought, "My God, how would I look without a jawbone?" And they said, "Well, no one will see you anyway, because you'd be in the hospital." And so I said, "I can't do that. Will I live any longer?" And they said, "No, but you would have an easier death." And that was horrendous for someone that was acting and conceited about his appearance and all this stuff. So all of a sudden I said no to the operation, and I started praying for the first time in my life, "Please God, help me." It only takes a few minutes to go from an atheist to a true believer. and that's what happened to me. And I'm praying, and I started reading the Bible for the first time, and the Osby Bible, and the writings of Buddha. And did you know that Buddha told the Indian people 2,500 years ago to use herbaline, special herbs, for their tumors? And I never even realized that they had cancer in those days. He referred to it as swellings, so maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but I couldn't find any of the herbaline in America or Canada, so I located some in Singapore, and with bandages wrapped around my neck and special permission from Singapore Airlines that if I died on the plane, it wouldn't be their fault. I think that's what that meant. And I went to Singapore and found the lady on Water Street that gave me this a bottle of herbaline. It was liquid, supposed to use 1 teaspoon to a cup of hot water. And she guaranteed it would work. She said, "This will work for you," even though I looked absolutely horrible, you know. So I went back to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Singapore and started making this tea all day long. And in 3 days, I was worse than I was before. So I went back to her and said, "This isn't working." And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry," and just turned her back on me. And I don't know why, but I gave her another $129 Singapore for another bottle in case it worked later on or something. I remembered when we were making movies in 1955 with Audie Murphy and Patricia Crowley, we used to shoot B Western movies. That's not the A movies, it's just the ordinary Westerns where the Indians attack the wagon trains and 5,000 Indians die while two white guys, me and Audie Murphy, manage to win. And but when we were shooting these movies in the hot desert of Arizona, we used to have a coffee break every 2 hours, and they used to have to fix our makeup because it would be running in the heat and so on. And, we'd have coffee, all the sophisticated white people would get to one side, have coffee and donuts and smoke big black cigars. And the Indians would get to one side and they would cut down sage and chaparral and they'd make a tea of it. And I went over to one man, quite a famous person, his name was Jay Silverheels. He used to be the Tonto on television. And in this movie, he was playing Geronimo, and I was playing his understudy. But I went over to him, sitting around the campfire, and I said, why do you drink this putrid stuff when you can come over and have coffee and everything with us? And he said, because we purify our blood on a daily basis. You know, I completely forgot about that until I became ill all those years later. And so I took two bottles of the Herbaline, went to Tucson to get this blood purification thing. After all, if every religion in the world says purify your blood with herbs and all things fall away, and I was terrified to die, I had to try something. So I went to the Tucson, Arizona, checked into the Santa Rita Hotel, and got the chaparral and sage, and I bought a hot plate, and this was a five-star hotel, and I bought a pot and everything, and I was making the tea up there, the chaparral and sage, and there was a knock on the door after a few days, and it was the manager saying, what on earth are you doing? You're stinking up the whole hotel from the basement to the eighth floor, I think it was. But he didn't throw me out. I told him he could see I was in bad shape. He let me go on. I was having the Herbaline tea and then the sage and chaparral. But he did get the hotel doctor to come up and see me. And he happened to be English. And he said to me, you know, if I were you, being English, I'd go back to England where they're more open to alternative therapies. He said, even the royal family has a doctor, a herbalist named Dr. Blackie, and if any of the royal family are ill, they go to her first, and she protects them against just about everything. So it's always good to go home to die, so I gave the airport, the airlines, my American Express, and amazingly enough, they accepted it because I was getting into debt by that time. And I went back to England, and the first thing I did was, when we got to our little house, I went to the Lambeth Street Hospital, hoping that the English doctors could examine me and say, yes, there is a chance. But when I went there, they examined me for a few hours, about a half a dozen doctors, and then said, no, the American people are right on your chart. It's absolutely right. This is inoperable, and it's getting bigger. And while I was sitting there holding my chart, before I left, Prince Charles came in to visit a friend of him called Mr. Muggeridge, who was also dying. And he saw me, a 6'6" Englishman with tears in my eyes, holding the chart. And he came over and read the chart and put his hand on my shoulder and said, don't worry, Mr. Winters, only God can tell you when you're going to die. And that was a thrill for me because I was born in the very lower class in England, and I quit school at 14 to go and help support my mother and father and everything, and have royalty pat me on the shoulder was really something. I called the Archbishop of Canterbury when I got home and said, Your Excellency, well, I didn't get through immediately, but it took a while because it's like calling the Pope. And I said, Your Excellency, could you tell me what herb you think it is referred to in the Bible so many times for blood purification and in the OSPI Bible and everything? And he said, well, I'll get back to you, my son. And I said, well, please don't take too long. You know, when I left America, they said you have 9 weeks to 3 months to live. You know, I was really scared. The only reason I'm here today is because I was too scared to die. But anyway, he said it was red clover when he got back to me that had been used for centuries, even by the Roman armies and throughout all the herbalists in Europe and everything. And so I got that too. And I started making a pot of red clover tea and washing it out, and a pot of herbaline and washing it out. And finally, at 5 to 10 on a Wednesday morning, I was so ill that my kids got scared, my two sons, and the nurse came and everything, and I was really in bad shape. And I thought to myself, if I'm going to die anyway, I may as well mix these herbs together. And I did that. I mixed the herbs together, and with the first sip, something happened to me. Like I could remember the taste or something. It tasted entirely different than separate. And I drank a gallon of the stuff that day, and lots of it every day after that. And when the nurse and my sons saw the difference, they cried. They couldn't help it. It was amazing. I looked terrible, but they could see something had happened. And in 9 weeks' time, when I went back to the Lambeth Hospital, they couldn't find one thing wrong with me, except that I was about, at that time, 80 pounds underweight. And it made all the newspapers, this amazing recovery. And a guy named Dr. Ian Pierce came to see me, and he didn't believe in any of this, and he said, let me examine you. And I did, and he said, where the hell is this concoction? And I said, it's here, I'm mixing it all the time. He said, I'm going to take some with your permission and test it, and to see if it's any good. How come you got better? Probably from the radiation and the chemotherapy, you know. And so he took it, and a few weeks later he came back and he said, I've got bad news for you. This combination of herbs didn't cure any illness. All they did is they purified your blood to such an extent that your natural immunity started working. He said, when you mix the three herbs together, the red clover is well known for blood purification, and so is the sage and chaparral. But when you mix it with the herbaline, it acted as a catalyst, and it purified your blood so much that your body healed itself. And I said, well, I don't care about that. I'm well. I'm getting on with my life. And he said, you make the mistake that everyone else makes. You think that God threw us down here and said, there's 10,000 fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, pollution in the air, pollution in the water, worry about your rent and your groceries and your kids and all that, and have a good time. That's not what God did. God put a herb on each continent to purify the blood. And the Indians know that. The Chinese know that. And knowing full well that if you purify your blood, then your natural immunity can start working and your body can heal itself. He said that's the basis of everything. And he wrote a letter, the famous letter to the British Medical Association. And I went back to the States and I started to go on with my life because I didn't want anything whatsoever to do with the health field. I was busy flying balloons across the Atlantic and crashing halfway and going down to the Arctic by canoe. That was my life, and who wants to stand up and talk about herbs that no one probably believes in anyway? So anyway, when I got back to America, two doctors came to see me, one from Holland and one from Belgium. One was Dr. Sir Hank Oswald and the other one was Dr. Charles Mengen. And they were both knights, and they come out there, they examined me, and by this time I was looking good again. And they said, do you have any letters from anyone else that this has worked for them? Just one, if you have, or we'd like to see it. And my son Raymond, who was sitting there, he took them into the warehouse and showed them barrels this big with 100,000 letters. And they asked permission, they'd take out a letter, they'd read it. Can I call these people? Yes, go ahead. Such people as Charlton Heston, Red Buttons, famous people, Fred McMurray, were among them. But the majority of the people, of course, were just ordinary people like us. And they were absolutely amazed. And they went away. And about 2 weeks later, I got a letter with first class tickets in it to go to Malta to be knighted, and they were going to pay for the room and the whole thing. I thought, this is great, you know. I've never heard of Malta before, you know. But it's a prestigious order, and they flew me over there and gave me the knighthood, and then suddenly everyone started listening to me, and I think it was Prince Charles that right after that wrote me a letter and said, I'm absolutely astounded and amazed that you have survived since we last met. I've got them all in here, you know. He was astounded because I was on death's door and now I'm in the newspapers and looking so healthy. And after that we got an award from Hashimoto of Japan, who in those days was the health minister. He gave us the Koshi Award, the government award in Japan for being of excellence, and he put it into cans so that the kids in Japan could have Coca-Cola 7-Up in the vending machines or Jason Winter's herbal tea. I have one with me, it's quite interesting, and it tastes good too. So we got that Koshi Award, and then we got 9 others actually from Spain, Belgium, the Netherlands, South Africa, Malta, the United States Congress, Gephardt, who stands a chance in about 8 years of becoming president. And now there's a downside to all of this. I have been asked to join the alternative health field. And I hate to say this because there's probably a lot of people here that are absolutely 100% against doctors, like in America, and all for natural health. Well, I won't join the alternative health field because Prince Charles made me promise to be a peacemaker and try to get everyone to work together. And because of my recovery and the recovery of thousands of other people with different methods and his knowledge of herbs anyway, he formed an organization called the the Foundation of Integrated Medicine, where they're testing all of the acupuncture, all kinds of alternative therapies, and allowing them, if they work, into the hospitals. And the bottom line is that he was doing all of this when he was having the trouble with his wife, Princess Di, and all that shocking trouble. And he was still working for the English people, and now people are getting better, getting out of hospital faster, and so on. But if you mention this in America, I actually say thank God for the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, because there are so many idiots in America that if you didn't have an FDA, you wouldn't dare take anything off the shelf and drink it or eat it, because you heard about the Tylenol poisons and all of that stuff. The FDA are very, very important, and so are doctors and hospitals. And when we formed the Federation of Integrated Medicine, and I'm the president, we hire people in different countries, and we appoint them as ambassadors. One in Canada at the General Hospital. There they have a section now for Chinese herbs and vitamins and nutrition. Another one, Teresa Wu in Singapore, who is actually invited into the hospitals by doctors to talk about our products and to get the patients using it. And we're going to have the same thing in Nairobi and Ghana, and we're spreading all over the world. But the problem is, when you have some lady writing a book saying the cure for all cancers, and I go to see Ted Kennedy in Washington, and he says, how can you expect us to endorse the alternative health therapy when someone's saying, I've never met a shark with cancer? We find out he hasn't met any sharks. And the cure for all diseases, well, that was written by Holder Clark, who was put in jail for saying that. In America, you just can't go around saying, I can heal everything, this is fantastic. Fortunately, all the doctors agree with me, or they made me agree with them, I guess, that this doesn't cure any illness, it purifies the blood, and that's what God intended. And if you purify your blood, then your natural immunity starts working, and you feel better.